Chapter 1. What is geometry? Sometime in the 6th century BC, the Greek philosopher Pythagoras of Samos and his followers, the Pythagoreans, spent time unveiling the relationship between numbers and geometric forms. They are credited with a proof of what is now known as the Pythagorean theorem. For any right-angled triangle, the square of the hypotenuse, C, is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides, A and B. The Pythagorean theorem is a result in geometry from ancient Greek geo, meaning earth, and metron, measurement, a branch of mathematics concerned with lengths, shapes and areas. Geometry stands out from most other branches of mathematics in that a proof of a theorem can be given in pictorial terms without the need for algebra or mathematical symbols, but at the same time, without sacrificing rigour. While it may take some explaining to convince you that all the triangles in the left-hand square can be rearranged to those in the right-hand one, the proof is essentially self-contained. In fact, the concept of a mathematical proof, deductive reasoning from a set of axioms, first arose in geometry. Axioms are statements which are evidently true. They were first listed by another Greek mathematician, Euclid, in his Elements, possibly the most influential collection of mathematical books ever written. The Pythagorean theorem is valid in Euclidean geometry. It relies on a rather rich set of concepts. There are triangles and right angles, both which play a central role in the theorem. Then there are other polygons, such as squares, and each of these polygons has an area, which can be computed, knowing only the sides and the internal angles of the polygon. Moreover, the theorem holds not only for right-angled triangles oriented horizontally, like the one in Figure 1 located in the print version of this book, but also for triangles of any orientation on the plane. So it must be true that the concepts of angles and areas do not change under rotations and translations. While all this may be intuitively clear, even to a non-mathematician, it is a lot to take in. Which of the properties have to be assumed so that other properties can be deduced? Euclidean geometry takes care of all this, and this form of geometry will be the subject of Chapter 2. Another theorem in Euclidean geometry is the statement that the sum of the angles in any triangle on a plane is 180 degrees. Must this be true in other geometries? It turns out that the answer is no. The sum of the angles of a triangle on a sphere is always more than 180 degrees. You may rightly object at this point, as it is not at all clear what a triangle on a sphere means. This will be explained in Chapter 3, where non-Euclidean geometries are introduced. Spherical geometry is one example of a non-Euclidean geometry, but there are others. Historically, the first being hyperbolic geometry, where one of Euclid's postulates is false. M.C. Escher's circle limit 4 represents this geometry on a disk, with points on the boundary being infinitely far apart. In this geometry, the analogues of straight lines are circular arcs intersecting the boundary of the disk at right angles. 6 of these arcs have been drawn on Figure 3. Although the notion of distance is distorted in hyperbolic geometry, our everyday Euclidean notion of angles still makes sense. How about areas? It turns out that all the devils in Figure 3 have the same area. Those near the boundary seem smaller, but only because they are far away, with respect to the hyperbolic distance, from the centre of the disk. We have been fooled by our Euclidean intuition. We will come to this form of geometry in Chapter 3. Spherical and hyperbolic geometries differ from Euclidean geometry in that curvature is present in both. Curvature is constant and positive for a sphere, and constant and negative for the hyperbolic disk. In Chapter 4, I shall introduce the mathematics needed to understand curved surfaces, like the surface of a rabbit. Some regions of a rabbit look more curved than others, but it was only understood in the 19th century by the German mathematician Carl Friedrich Gauss that curvature is an intrinsic property of a surface, and depends only on measuring distances rather than on the way the surface sits embedded in the ambient space. This observation of Gauss has become known as the Theorema Egregium, Latin for remarkable theorem. The Gaussian concept of curvature applies not only to surfaces, but also to their higher-dimensional generalizations, known as manifolds. This leads to differential geometry, one of the most active research areas in mathematics, which we also explain in Chapter 4. In Chapter 5, I shall introduce a very different type of geometry, where the notions of distance, angles, and areas do not exist. Instead, what matters is configurations of points and lines. The modern foundations of this kind of geometry were given by the 17th-century French mathematician Girard d'Essargues, and the geometry itself underlies the principles of perspective drawing, like that of Leonardo da Vinci, where all lines which would be parallel in ordinary three-dimensional space intersect at what we call a point at infinity. In The Last Supper, da Vinci has chosen this point to be in the right ear of Christ. You may at this stage point out that we should not use the name geometry in its Greek meaning, for no measurements can be taken. The modern terminology for this set of ideas is projective geometry. The Pythagorean theorem cannot be true in projective geometry. For instance, take a photograph of a right-angled triangle, put it on a table and look at it from 10 meters away. The right angle may appear obtuse or acute, depending on how you orient the triangle. The squares may also appear to be distorted and look like other quadrilaterals. Depending on the point from which the perspective is taken, the square of the hypotenuse can be either larger or smaller than the sum of squares of the remaining two sides. Are there, we may ask, any geometric theorems which remain valid in projective geometry? The answer is yes, and one example is the Brianchon theorem. It states that when a hexagon is circumscribed about an ellipse, the diagonals connecting opposite vertices meet at a single point. We shall meet a few more examples in Chapter 5. Geometry has become one of the fastest developing areas of mathematics, and it now overlaps with other branches of mathematics, such as algebra, number theory, and topology. In fact, the proof of the celebrated Fermat's Last Theorem, given in 1995 by Sir Andrew Wiles, builds on results in algebraic geometry. In Chapter 6, we will take a short tour through other types of geometry not discussed in previous chapters. One of the areas in which geometry plays a key role is physics. While Euclidean geometry gives a very accurate description of physical space, at large scales, the universe is described more accurately by a form of curved geometry that we will encounter in Chapter 4. According to Einstein's general theory of relativity, gravitation is just a manifestation of curvature. This theory works extraordinarily well, and its links to geometry will be explained in Chapter 7. The 2015 detection of gravitational waves, the ripples in the curvature of the universe resulting from two black holes merging over 1.5 billion years ago, agrees with the predictions of the theory. This has been recognized by the award of a Nobel Prize in Physics in 2017 to Rainier Weiss, Barry Barish, and Kip Thorne. You may find it even more amusing that geometric ideas from Einstein's theory of gravitation also led to progress in pure mathematics. The proof of the Poincaré conjecture, given by Grigori Perelman in 2003, is one illustration of the interaction between geometry and physics. Although a breakthrough in geometry, it captured the public imagination, mainly because its author declined the Fields Medal awarded to him in 2006, and did not claim the $1 million reward offered by the Clay Mathematics Institute for solving one of the 7 Millennium Prize problems. As of 2021, the Poincaré conjecture is the only Millennium Prize problem which has been solved.